Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity. Here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Namaste. We are ecstatic to be here with you right now in this moment. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we look forward to spending this time with you.
You know, indeed we do. And here we are, top up in November. The planetary thought body is exploding. There is so much energy going on. And we just want to say, first and foremost, Sri and I are just back from a truly, you know, I know these words have been used before, the mystical magical tour or the magical mystery tour, but oh my goodness, we really just had, bar none, I think one of the most sacred journeys of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. We spent a month in India with some beloved spiritual family.
It was 22 amazing family members.
And each and every day, a miracle would happen. Each and every day, the deepening of spiritual awareness and the energetic connection to our cosmos, in fact, was just quite profound. Many stories, many photos, much to share when it's time.
Yeah, you know, we're still integrating, and yet nothing would keep us away from you, our beloved, amazing listeners. And remember, our lines are open, and so give us a call and get in the queue so that we can offer you love, we can connect, we can take your questions, and of course, offer you a mini soul reading. Now, for those of you that are wondering, hey, Sri and Kira, where are those November revelations? We want you to know that we have been trying to post them. We are crossing our fingers. They'll be up on YouTube today. Our internet has been wild. Have you guys been having wild internet lately?
Well, it's certainly been interruptible and interrupted.
And interrupting.
Yeah, here. You know, Kira mentioned the thought body, the planetary thought body. And if there's anything that ever needed a diet, it's the planetary thought body. Because this is indeed the...
You know, I was drinking water, Sri. I almost spit it out.
This was indeed the... The energy buffer, you might say, the energy cocoon that surrounds the earth, that's filled with all of the doubts and fears and angers and hurts and griefs and every energy that you can think of that is disconnected from divine love.
Yeah.
That's disconnected from peaceful acceptance. So consider for a moment what's been going on our planet. Oh my goodness, from plane crashes to the terrorism to the warring, to the political unrest.
You know, I'd rather not think about it,
Sri. I just want you to step back and look at what is amplifying this energy cocoon that surrounds our planet. Because each and every event is one thing, but each and every person that worries about the event, that talks about the event, that frets about the event, amplifies less than pleasant thought body. I'm just going to say that everything has its divine purpose. Everything has its gift. However, we are in a time where the doubt and the fear are becoming amplified. So one of the things I really want each of us to kind of consider for a moment is, if doubt and fear are being amplified in the outer world, what do you need to do in the inner world to hold your peace?
Now, really take that in, my loves, because here's what's going on, okay? And again, that YouTube video is going to be up soon, and we really encourage you to just keep checking. We'll if you're on our newsletter list, and if you're not, hey, get on it. We will be sending out an e-card as soon as it finally does post at YouTube. Or just subscribe to our channel, Official Sri and Kira, and that way you get notified every time we upload. But we're going to be talking about this more and more, and all month long, we really want to talk about preparing for the media frenzy that is part of November. November has media, truth chakra, throat. The exploded crown, as we know, the exploded crown is wide open in the Divine Galactic Blueprint. So this is, of course, the very powerful energy that's actually a four-pointed energy that encompasses our exploded crown. Well, that's wide open. And here in November, the planetary thought body has essentially exploded along with it. Now think about it, the thought body. Where is the thought body? Well, of course, it's about the brain. Yet the brain needs a mouthpiece, doesn't it? So it's the energy is actually trying to drag us back down into density, which is why the media is posed to have a media frenzy this month. Now, that means there's going to be a lot of reasons for them to have a media frenzy. But remember, if the planet has lifted into the exploded crown chakra, then the media frenzy, the throat chakra, is actually a step down. So I want you to take that in. That's the energy actually going backwards. So it's a very powerful month for you to gaze upward. And as Sri was just mentioning, you know, look at what's playing in your life right now, because the planetary thought body loves, I mean, it just stuffs itself on fear. It stuffs itself on doubt. It stuffs itself on chaos, anger, confusion. It's a Kali Yuga buffet. That's the only way I can describe it.
And here's, sometimes people go, wow, I just didn't think that there's this kind of a fog on our planet, when so many people are holding love and light, so many people are in gratitude and in beauty. And it's true. And here's the thing that I want you to consider. Anytime you have a divine thought, meaning a thought that is rooted in the energy of love, that's rooted in compassion or peace or joy, those thoughts actually radiate all the way out into the universe. That's what creates the light, the illumination that surrounds our planet. It's the less than illuminated energies that kind of bounce off the ionosphere and stay caught here, stay caught in the area around Earth.
I love that cosmic perspective.
And so it's not that everyone is breathing in this nasty energy.
Although it's possible.
It's just that the frequency of it is kind of a seduction. It's sort of like a fear perfume. And as you get a whiff of this, if you're unconscious,
Ode to fear.
And if you're allowing this to come in, it's going to amplify your own unfinished business,
yeah,
your own fear-based belief systems. And that's the good news.
It is the good news.
Consider for a moment, every time that you in your life have the experience of doubt or fear or some other unproductive situation, you have a healing opportunity. You have an opportunity to go, wait a minute, that is not my reality. Thank you for showing me that I still have that Velcro inside.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a breath, hand to heart, do the spiritual practice that you enjoy to bring you back into those higher thoughts and feelings, and you say thank you to each and every occurrence that is less than joy.
Well, you know, Sri is on a roll, and one of the things I want to just kind of hitchhike on that he was just sharing is that it's a really powerful time. You know, we just came back from India and we have so much to share. And really, stay tuned when we post all the shows for the rest of this month. We have so much to teach. We're going to be unfolding a lot of new material and a lot of insights and a lot of things that have come together so beautifully. However, something that is a miraculous gift, something that you can do right now in this moment to call miracles into your life, is to essentially remember that something as simple as putting a hand on your heart is like a protective device. Think about it. I mean, if you have the opportunity right now, I know you might go, oh, come on, Kira, but I'm serious. Take your hand, and it doesn't matter, left or right, and put it on your heart. Just place it on your heart. And as you do, invite your breath to just relax. And you'll notice that you almost instantaneously smile. Now, the reason that that smile comes forward so effortlessly is because the body is being given reassurance. When the heart feels ready to fly, safe, protected, and whole, the lower three chakras stabilize and a natural radiance emerges. This one simple act. This is, and this is really, really important, because we have witnessed over the past month, I would believe that we've witnessed enough miracles that I don't care what church you're sitting in, we could have canonized the whole group that was with us, because we witnessed that many bona fide miracles. And what was amazing was you had 22 people creating, witnessing, experiencing, and living miracles every single day. I mean, imagine that. And here's the key. You don't have to imagine it, because it's real. And one of the greatest gifts that we took from that was the recognition that the simple hand to heart with a heart space of gratitude in the relaxed body state, meaning your body relaxes with that, the subtle smile invites miracle presence. It is a simple, easy, free, quick thing that you can do right now. And that's why I'm inviting you to kind of do that with me. Now, you know, one of the things we want to talk more about today is the miracle presence that is in your life, that is ignited on the planet, that's part of this planetary thought body. I mean, it's not all bad, guys. It's really not. Because remember, as Sri always says so well, wherever light is, darkness is too. And so we have this beautiful balance before us. We have a lot to share about how to radiate and bring this forward. We also just want to quick say, for those of you that are going, hey, you've got Nita Singhal here today, our answer is actually we don't. Sorry about that. But we will be featuring Nita later this month. So we do apologize for that. And we'll be correcting that on the show a little later on. But for now, Sri, you know, what I really enjoy and what one of the things I've missed during our month in India is connecting with our amazing listeners.
Absolutely. We notice the lines are full. And for those of you that are listening, after we chat with somebody, that's a line that frees up. So you can call back at that point and
exactly.
Get in the queue.
And let us know if you're a first-time caller. And that's who we're going to begin with today, is some first-time callers. And so we're going to go right now to line two, where we have Catherine from Canada.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you, dear one.
Namaste. It's lovely to hear both of your voices, and I look forward to today's show. I guess my question would be, could I please have a mini soul reading?
Absolutely. You know, as you were sharing and as I was connecting with your voice and your energy, it was interesting, this huge, huge angelic presence flew in behind you. I mean, huge, and looked you straight in the eyes and said, what called you here now? So I need to ask you that question. What called you here now?
I just got tingles down my back. What called me here now? I've been following you for the last little while, and for me, every time you have a show, I just want to be part of it.
Thank you.
I feel that I really need to move forward in a new direction. And I guess it's weighing on my heart right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really seeing the movement. So perhaps you can give me some clarity around that.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for taking the moment to go deeper, because the chills down your spine are this huge angelic presence that literally came in behind you and has wrapped its wings around you, my love. It's like they're whispering in your ear saying, your prayers have been answered. We have heard you. And that part of the reason why you were supposed to go first today is we were just talking about the hand on the heart. And this angel has got literally both of their, you know, wings wrapped around your heart. And I want you to feel that right now. Just feel the energy of this beautiful angel that's wrapped its wings around you, that you're in this cocoon of extraordinary supportive light energy. And this, I'm going to say he, but it's he, she. It's really, you know, genderless. He's saying to you right now, bring your hands to your heart, my love, and feel my hands wrapped around yours. For your prayers have been answered and your steps are assured. Move forward with confidence and look ahead. Do not look behind. Do not look side to side. look ahead and clarify the vision, and before you, it will manifest in due time. And I'm smiling and looking at him and saying, well, what does due time mean? And he's laughing and saying, shorter than you would expect and longer than you would like. Within 6 months, this will all be resolved. And so it is, my love. Thank you so much for calling today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've got tears coming down my cheek. Thank you so much. Love and blessings to you both.
We love you, honey. My tears meet yours. We love you. Namaste.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, it's a reminder to each and every one of us that we are not walking alone.
No, ever, ever, ever.
And speaking of not being alone, we have more callers standing by. Let's go to line four and say hi to Bill from Long Island.
Namaste, Bill. Welcome.
Well, namaste. Welcome back, and this two guys. I'm looking at an advertisement on a Yahoo page from Yale School of Management that says, understand the hard problems.
Mm.
And that's why I'm calling today. A year ago, I called you about working at my old age, and you said, why not? So I did. Lasted 3 weeks, and then my car wouldn't start for a week or 3 days or whatever, and then the company had a big shakeup, and I was out of a job. And since then, it's been all about letting go. And there's a lot of mourning that's been taking place in that place. And interestingly, my question today is, some portals have opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go too deep into that, but how does one open some portals? I have no idea how.
Well, I love that you're asking this question, Bill. I really do. First of all, just feel our heart and our love reach out around you. You are such a precious gift to the planet. And, you know, even before you mentioned about these portals, I've been sitting here with my eyes closed because there is so much active light space around you right now that when I gaze and connect with your light body, it's too bright for me to look at. Now, the first thing I heard was, if you have not ever read our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, which is not just, it's not really about 2012. There was a practice in there called the flap and clap. Now, I know that sounds like a silly name, but it's actually about activating the portal energy around you and being able to harness that. If you don't have that practice, send an email to Sue, my assistant, and you can write her at support@selfascension.com. That's support@selfascension.com, and say, hey, Sue, Kira said you would send me the flap and clap practice. And I want her to send that to you because you're needing to combine. And it's funny, they keep using the word gentle. They use that word a lot. Gentle movement with gentle process, meaning the brain needs to disengage as the spirit mind engages, and from there, you will be able to go deeper into these portals with peace. I hear everything that you're not asking and where you don't want me to go, and the word around you is peace, Bill. Just be at peace with everything that's unfolding, and the more that you're at peace, the greater the joy and the journey will continue to unfold. And so thank you so much for calling in. We're so delighted to connect with you.
And I want to jump in here just for one thing. Remember that you have authority to command the light.
Mm-hmm.
And as you find portals opening and you may choose to have some close, remember that you are sovereign. You take a breath and you command that which is wholesome and right for you.
Absolutely. We love you, Bill. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wow. You know, Sri, it's always, I have to admit, I'm just loving all of our beautiful callers. And we have so many more. And I see that as some of the lines have closed, more have come back in. So remember, if you're waiting to get on the show, as soon as we hang up with somebody, that's when you should quick dial in and try to get in the queue. But before we take another caller, Sri, I want to go back and I want to share at least one story. And I want to share a story with all of you about a magical space. Now, this is a magical space. Imagine imagine a temple that was manifested as a miracle, that exists out in the ocean, and that every morning when the tide rolls in, disappears. And then when that tide rolls out, it becomes available and you can walk out through the muddy surface of the ocean. It's kind of like the parting of the Red Sea, where you can be in this temple for a few hours. And then at night, so much water comes back in that it totally disappears. You know, this is a beautiful gift, and it's actually one of the places that miraculously came to be with us in India.
This is called the Nishkalang Mahadev Temple.
You just butchered that, Sri.
I did the best I can. Blame it on Skype.
I will.
And this temple is a Shiva temple. Mm-hmm. And Shiva is indeed the essential creator energy, the essential destroyer energy, the essential energy of all that is. And the name Shiva, of course, comes from the Hindu writings on Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. This temple has five Shiva lingams, and these Shiva lingas are the stone pillars that emanate light.
Now, I want to share with you a story because it's all about creating miracles. And if you're, and just to clarify, if you want to go look up more about this temple is located in a teeny tiny little seaside village in the Gujarat state called Koliak. And it's actually outside of a major town called Bhavnagar. And way off the beaten path. We weren't even supposed to go there. But if you're familiar, or maybe you're not familiar with any Hindu mythology, there's a famous book called the Mahabharata. And at the end of the Mahabharata, after the trials and tribulations of the Pandavas and all the things that have happened, and this is the same family of Arjuna that is in the Bhagavad Gita. And as a matter of fact, Arjuna is one of the brothers. As part of the story I'm going to share with you right now, they were so distraught and they were so overwhelmed with the destruction that happened during that war that happened right after the Bhagavad Gita, where they wound up, you know, killing their relatives, their teachers, their beloved friends, family members, etc. It was really a wonderful testimony. And what do we really win when we war? And so distraught, they went to Krishna, who, as you know, was driving the chariot of Arjuna and had been really a benefactor of the Pandavas. And they were so distraught. They said, how do we resolve our pain? How do we deal and live with ourselves? And Krishna gave them two items. He gave them a cow and a flag. And they were both black. And they were in the Gujarat state and of India. And he said to them, follow the cow and carry the flag. And when the cow and the flag turn white, you will have your answer. And so they wandered aimlessly following the cow, carrying the flag, and they would go to bed each night and wake up in the morning, and it was still black, and it was still black. And then they wound up on the shoreline here in Koliak in Gujarat state. And when they came forward that morning, the cow had turned white and so had the flag. And they were so, so, so grateful that they gave great benedictions to Shiva, because Krishna's last message to them had been, and as you wander, pray to Shiva. And so they just got down on their knees and they were like, thank you, Shiva. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, as the five Pandavas were on their knees, before each one of them, a grand pillar of light appeared. And each one of those pillars of light then came into the stone of the Shiva Linga. Because remember, and we're going to do a whole show on this, so many people misunderstand what a Shiva Linga is. But the Shiva Linga is the universal pillar of divine light. It is the formless, co-creative miracle presence. And so the five brothers each had this miracle appearance, and these stones appeared. And this is the temple at Koliak. And they put their flag in the ground. And today, in this moment, that flag is there. Only it's mounted on a pillar that's, what do you think, Sri, about 30 feet high?
Yeah, it might be. But what's fascinating is when the tide is low, a mound of rock appears that we're calling the temple, and the five Shivalinga are there, the flag is there, and every morning when the tide recedes, priests go out to care for, adorn, and worship. And respect this sacred site.
And this is, you got to remember, this is a full kilometer out into the ocean. This is out into the Arabian Ocean. And when that water comes back in, you're talking about 30 feet tall of water. All you can see from the shoreline is the flag on top of the pole. And throughout history, that flag has stood no matter what. And there have been some really big events there, including some major earthquakes and other things, but still the flag stands. And we share this with you because this is a miracle temple in a miracle area that creates miracles. And together, we all walked the kilometer out into the open waters. And as a matter of fact, we were there long enough where we had to come back in pretty quickly because the water, the tides started coming back in. And we all got back in just in time before the tides really started coming back in. And so I would invite you to consider in your life, where are you planting your white flag? Where are you willing to say, thank you, thank you, thank you for bestowing me miracle presence? Because this is part of the miracle energy. How we wound up there, this was not on our itinerary. It's not even easy to find. Nobody had ever been there. Our bus driver, our tour guide, nobody. They thought we were crazy. And how this came to us and getting there, there might have been 20 people there, but the sacred cows were there. The sadhus were there. When we arrived, right when we were entering the Arabian Ocean to walk out to the temple, this beautiful sadhu, probably in his late 70s, was handing us all little bags of flowers and leaves and beautiful things to place on the Shivalingas. And the miracle presence was beyond anything we could describe. And we pray that just through our speaking right now, you may be able to receive some of the energy of this. Because this is how we transmit miracle energy, through our love, through our sincerity, and through our presence to be available for miracles to unfold in our lives. And as November is racing forward with the planetary thought body really getting active, that's fear, doubt, anger, chaos, confusion, and a media firestorm really ready to be unleashed on the world, where is your attention? On the white flag? Or the black flag, because the black flag of the Pandavas carried their grief and their sorrow, and the white flag carried their sincerity, their love, and their presence.
And with trust, with sincerity, love, and presence, it is a miracle world that we live in.
Indeed. And you know, what's even more of a miracle is that every week we are blessed with, bar none, the most amazing, beautiful listeners on the planet. And so let's invite a few more into our show. We're going to go right now to line one, and we're going to welcome in Monica from Ohio. Namaste, beloved.
Namaste, Kira. How are you?
I'm delighted to connect with you, Angel.
Well, I'm hoping for a mini soul reading.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what I invite you to do is just to invite yourself right now to really relax even more. And, you know, as we've been talking about today, bringing that hand to your heart and smiling. You know, it's funny, as I'm sharing with you, I'm hearing this chorus. And they're all going, smile and the world will smile with you. You know, they're like, smile and the whole world smiles with you. And they're just singing that old song. And they're saying that it is time for you to remember that your answers are all coming forward. It's just that the way they present is unique, meaning that it's important for you right now. It's funny. They're like taking, it looks like tape off of your eyes. And they're saying, look again, look again, look again, and you will see what you are looking for. And then there's this amazing, I don't know if it's I'm just going to use the word light being, who's spinning you around like that old party game, pin the tail on the donkey. And your hands are out, but there's rays of light coming out of them. And he's spinning you and spinning you and spinning you. And you're laughing and laughing and laughing. And he's saying, exactly. and he's taking the blindfold off. And when you stop, you're staring at this beautiful light being and remembering that you're already where the answers are already here. And that's what they want me to share with you today. And so I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, let's spin and laugh, because spinning and laughing really does it help us cut through the heavier feelings and the heavier experiences.
Exactly. And, you know, Sheree, we have another first-time reader caller here. Let's go to Virginia on line 3 from Louisiana. Namaste, Virginia.
Namaste to you. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Oh, just sending love to you and Sheree. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, feel that coming back a millionfold, Angel. It's such a gift to connect with you. How can we serve you today?
Okay, well, I'm having a situation with my ear, my left ear, for about 2 months. It's been, like, stopped or clogged. My hearing has decreased in there. But I have this really high pitch that I can hear. I'm not sure what's going on. It's really odd, and it's not painful. It's just like weird.
So I'm so I love
for
that
sharing. Reading.
Oh, absolutely. You know, thank you so much for asking. And as you've been sharing with me, three things immediately came forward. Number one, remember that the left side is the receiving side of the body, and the left ear being clogged is saying, I'm not sure I want to hear what's coming in right now. Number two, what's going on is that you've got a beautiful new connection. This is a new group of beings that you have not connected with before. And the third thing is they're saying, start writing what we have to say and everything will balance and integrate. And it's going to take, you're resonating right now, by the way, with the energy of 33. And these beings are coming in from the 33rd crystalline dimension, which is why this vibration is so high. And so this has to be longhand. You need a pen or a paper. You need a journal. And the next time that you really are very aware of the pitch, of the high pitch, so have this paper handy. You need to stop, put your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, close your eyes and say, what is it you need me to know? What is it you need me to know? And then start writing and forget your mind. Just start writing, even if you think it has nothing to do with that question. And they're saying within 30 days, everything will be reintegrated and your journey will resume in a much more, the word they're giving me is profound way. And so I'm really grateful that you called.
Oh, I am too. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Call us back in 30 days. I want to know what you found out.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right. Namaste. Bye-bye. And we have one more first-time caller. Let's get them in, Sheree, before we resume. On line 4, we have Alex or Alexor on line 4. Or Alex from Oregon. My apologies. Alex from Oregon. Namaste.
That's me, and I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Well, sweetheart, call back, and we'll get you in. So let's go ahead and
yay.
Woo, okay. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello?
Are you talking to me?
We are talking to you, Angel.
Oh, hello. Okay, this is Alex. Oh, my gosh, I got disconnected. Okay, hi.
Hi, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My mom always, I live in a totally different town than my mom, and she always tries to convince me to come and listen to you. And I have today, and I felt like there was a reason for me to call. So I'm so excited. I'm starting to cry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Let your tears flow. They're beautiful, Angel. How can we serve you, my love?
I'm only 25, and I feel like that I'm going through a twin flame experience, and it's someone that I can't even see, and I can't even talk to, and I haven't been able to for about 6 months, And I feel like the process of not being able to see him has enlightened me to God and the universe, which is wonderful. Part of my problem, though, is that I constantly have people around me that don't understand why I'm not dating and why I'm not out and why I'm not trying to seek another physical relationship. They think I'm crazy. How do you feel that I, like, combat that? Or how am I supposed to respond to people and not sound like a total loon? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, sweetheart, I do. And the first thing I want you to do is feel my arms around you right now. I am just giving you a hug. I love you. And thank you for reaching out and calling today. First thing I want to offer you is a way, and this is for any of you listening, if you need a way to respond to people. And it's very simple. It goes like this. Whenever anyone shares something with you that they really can't hear your response to, it's very simple. And it goes like this. Thank you for loving me enough to share your concern. And please know that I love myself enough to know that I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. And that really kind of, it helps people understand that you're okay. You know, it's like, thank you for loving me enough for sharing your concern. And please know that I love myself enough to be comfortable with what I'm doing. And that way, it's a soft, loving way that honors that they care, but also invites them to honor you. Now, as far as the other situation before you right now, it's very important. Are you journaling about this?
I try.
Okay. It's time for you to do. Okay. There's trying and doing.
Okay.
And it's time for you to do it because you're in the middle of a major growth phase and you've got 4 more months of this growth phase that then everything is going to kind of shift into a new pattern. And the only way for you to really maximize that is to give yourself the gift of really receiving what you need to know. And one thing I encourage you to do is to begin with what we call sentence stems, meaning set aside the time. I suggest lighting a white candle, hand to heart. And as you bring your hand to your heart, you close your eyes, take a deep breath, relax, clear yourself from any distrust of who you are. And then what you want to do is at the top of the page, put what I am ready to know is, and just keep writing. And just do it over and over again. And you can always start with the same one. They're saying that for you, as I mentioned, you've got this 4-month window that you're in right now. And this is a very important time of your life. You're going to be shifting very, very dramatically in about 4 months. And this is a very sacred time for you to learn about that shift. The other thing is, it's so funny, you have all these beings standing around you and they keep chanting the same thing, be open, be open, be open. And the last thing is Archangel Zadkiel is telling me to share with you the mantra of self-ascension. So it's 4 short lines. I'm going to share it with you. If you don't capture it now, go back and grab it in the archives. But it's simply, I am here. I am ready. I am open, guide me. And every time you're feeling frustrated, every time you're feeling sad, every time you're feeling confused, just start chanting that, whether it's into yourself or out loud. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And like I said, within the next 4 months, beautiful, huge shifts in the direction of everything that's going on around you. So I'm really, really grateful you called. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you so much.
You are so
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Namaste. Bye-bye.
You know, it's really important for all of our listeners to remember that we all are carrying the same questions in our heart, the same issues from time to time in our lives. And I just love, as we receive these gentle reminders, to trust our guidance, to journal, to chant the mantra of self-ascension, to keep ourselves aligned with what some call the higher self, with our highest guidance. And by doing so, our life only gets better.
You know, it really does. And one of the things I want to go back and stress, one of the things we've been talking about today is the blessing in our lives of being able to manifest miracles, and that miracles are real. You know, the planetary thought body, I can't stress this enough. Remember that the planetary thought body is an energetic, it's an energy. It's not a dimension. It's not a vibration. It's an energy. And you know, one of the simplest ways to describe that is you ever walk into a room and you're feeling great, but you walk into the room and you're like, whoa, what happened in here? There might not even be a person in the room, but you suddenly notice something. Well, that's like walking through, I call it goop, right? You're like walking through energy goop. Well, the planetary thought body is all of that free floating goop bound together. And it's really, you know, it really has become quite a soupy mixture of sloughed off fear, sloughed off anger, sloughed off doubt. And so when we plummet into it, because the reality is that we're in it all the time, if we allow ourselves to stay focused only on matters of density or matters of chaos. And again, I can't stress enough, media frenzy. If you're a 24-hour news channel watcher, you're going to really be in the planetary thought body more and more. And the planetary thought body cannot lift you up. Yet, if you invite into your life three critical components, sincerity, love, and presence. And you know, sincerity, love, and presence is the basis of our miracle team. And if you have not checked out our miracle team, go to SriandKira.com and learn about the miracle team. Learn about yourself as a miracle member. Learn about yourself as a miracle presence on the planet. We also have a service there. It's totally free, called The Healing Light. And this is where we receive all of your prayers or petitions and things of that nature that are energized with miracle energy. And over the years, we have had so many beautiful miracles manifest. However, getting back to today's show, when we invoke sincerity, love, and presence, when we bring our hand to our heart, when we take that deep conscious breath and smile, we are invoking miracle presence. And the mantra of self-ascension, I think it's no accident, Sri, that our last caller, we were guided to offer that to her. The mantra of self-ascension is a non-dogmatic, open-ended mantra that invites only the highest gifts to manifest through you. You are a miracle maker. You are miracle presence in form. And the more that you can walk, do you have a black cow or a white cow? Are you carrying a black flag or a white flag? Then that pillar of light, maybe in your life, that pillar of light manifests as a neighbor down the street who's willing to help. Maybe it manifests as the beloved coming forward. Maybe your pillar of light is your sacred partner. Maybe it's a new job, but your pillar of light will manifest. And then to witness that pillar of light become stone or become a tangible aspect of your life is a gift that comes the more that we hold our sincerity, our love, and our presence.
And the magic ingredient through all of this is your own sense of trust in the universe. So often people do practices, they'll chant a mantra, they'll say a prayer, they'll do an affirmation, but they have an agenda. It's like, give me this or I'll stop. Give me what I want.
Sounds like conditional love.
Yeah, it's conditional love. And here's the catch. As one holds the sincerity and the love and the presence, and whether you're praying to Shiva or bowing before Goddess, it doesn't matter. What matters is the energy of your heart, holding that divine trust open, and you will recondition the space around you, and your life will start to click into a flow that your ego would not have imagined. And that's really the beauty of trust that is the foundation of your sincerity, love, and presence.
And such a powerful gift, Sri. Speaking of powerful gifts, why don't we bring in a few more callers?
Absolutely. Well, let's head to line two, and we'll say hi to Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome.
Well, thank you, and namaste, and very good to speak with you both again. I would like a mini soul reading today.
Well, I'm so glad that you asked, and thank you for calling in again. It's always lovely to connect with you. You know, one of the gifts, Robert, as I'm connecting with your energy right now, it's so funny. I need you to put a hand on your belly, like wherever you want. But they're just showing me, it's interesting, and I'm asking them, what does this mean? And they're saying that a belly that is filled with love manifests many beautiful things, and that for you right now, that whole second and third chakra area is about bringing forward any, they're using words like unrequited desires. They're using words like that which is coming from the depth of your passionate nature. And this is about co-creation. This isn't necessarily about physical intimacy. This is about co-creation, that there is a driving force within you right now that is seeking a greater creative expression. And that by sending they're saying affirmative support into the area of the belly will release the molecules of co-creative expression that will bring this into manifest form with passionate action and great success. And they keep talking about the first quarter of 2016 being very, very powerful for you. And so thank you for calling. That's what they need you to hear today. And it's always a gift to connect with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Namaste.
And so while we're talking to the coastal area of California, let's go to line 5 and say hi to Allison from San Diego.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, you beauties. How are you?
We are just happy to be chatting with you.
I am very excited today because I am... I'm getting ready to walk through the portal on 11/11 so that I can move to a higher dimension. And I constantly use the mantra of self-ascension. I absolutely love that. And so I just thought maybe I could get a little soul reading. That would be fabulous.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you know, I'm giggling, smiling, happy, as you mentioned, the 11/11 and the portal into the higher dimension, because you're resonating right now. It's very fascinating. You're resonating with the 1 + 1. Now, for many, they see that as the 11, but in your case, it's union with the soul. It's the 1 + 1, which is always a 1. And so this is a very powerful moment for you. And they're saying that the other literal 1 and 1 is November and December, that there's a great union energy that is bringing a lot of, they're using the word undones into one. They're really trying to play on words with me right now with you, that this is all coming forward for you. And that as it's coming forward for you right now, they're saying even the energy that is around you, it's about remembering that when the left hand and the right hand come together, they form one hand that sends its appreciation to the universe. And so that the more that you bring the left and the right hand together, the more that you remember that it's this one and the one, that between November and December, all of the undones will become the one and set the stage. It's almost like I see rocket fuel tied to you starting in January. So this is a very powerful month, a very powerful 2 months. And it's like for you, it's like everything's ready to go and everything's culminating, but in a way that's birthing the next chapter almost effortlessly. So I'm really excited to have connected with you right now. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too, my angel. Namaste. You know, Sri, we're running out of time. Can we sneak in just one more person?
Oh, I think so. Let's head to line 1 and say hi to Mary from Chapel Hill.
Namaste, Mary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Angel.
Yay. Well, I was calling for a mini soul reading. I just knew if it was meant for me to kind of, you know, get in with you guys, then I would. I kind of had that faith. I'm not really sure. I mean, if I could go all in, then I guess I'd be talking to you guys for an hour, but I'm just having faith out, you know. whatever I guess needs to come through will come through. I've been listening to the show and everybody else, and I definitely resonate with the planetary thought body and a lot of those, that murky energy kind of just like everywhere, and trying to stay in balance. And I have to agree also, the mantra of self-ascension definitely helps, and it always clears it up for me. So.
Oh, Angel. Well, first of all, it just feel my arms wide open, loving you. And I'm smiling that I don't think it's any accident that you got on today. Everything around you is saying fly, 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 be free, and don't. It's so funny. They're saying, don't stress it. That's the word around you. I just keep hearing is don't stress it, that there is this flow that's coming in around you that's been kind of spiraling at your feet. And they're saying, get into a bathtub, feel this flow that's been spiraling at your feet and pull it up, literally pull it up, get in a tub, feel the energy, pull it up, either use your hands and put into the water and feel it coming up over you, feel it spiraling around you. And as you pull this flow around you, take action. They're saying you've been stifling your heart because of fear, and it is time to release fear and take action. And the more that you release fear and the more that you take action, the greater you will be supported. I see you going to like places you've never been before, doing things that you've been putting off, and all of it in a divine flow. It's like, be open to the miracle and the miracle will manifest. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you guys so much. I love you all.
We love you too, Angel. Namaste. And beloved listeners, we are truly honored, as we are each week, to be with you, and want to remind you that we are back full time every week from this point forward and have tons to share in November. So if you're on the lines and you didn't get through today, make sure you call next week.
And we'll be happy to put you to the front of the queue as just an incentive to bring you back in and meet your needs. One of the things we want to remind each and every one of you is that we are in a very special time on this planet, that this shared experience that we're having is one that it's so essential that we support each other, that we tune in, whether that's through your meditation, your prayer space, or whether it's through physical contact or conversation. Stay connected to those who are lifting. As you associate with those whose hearts are opening ever wider, that who are living a life of gratitude, of love, of sincerity, of presence, you will become an illuminated cocoon of crystalline light, and this planetary Woo! Thought body will have no effect on you. It's like you are Teflon coated. And it's only when we begin to give our attention too deeply to the mass situation, we call it density, when you give your attention to all of the chaos and the fear that's out there, it becomes like little tendrils of Velcro that pull you in, that start stimulating and fanning the flames of doubt and fear. You know, we all have a body. We all grew up through the energies of separation, through hurt, through finding our way, and the residual capacity to experience fear, to experience doubt, is it's kind of like we know that program. We have that capacity. And so rather than regress, rather than have repetitive lessons that you could say are your emotional lessons, it's time to simply take a clear stand. And what we mean by that is affirm your highest truth. Live from your compassionate, ascended heart. Do the practices that run energy through you, that exhilarate your energy field, that move you into a place of trust, that move you into a place of true alignment with your essential self. Now, I don't want to sit here like I'm a New Age preacher. I just want you to feel the love and the reassurance to know that you're not alone, that you can indeed do this, that this practice of self-ascension, of loving yourself back into wholeness, it's your birthright. It's natural. You know how to do it. And we're delighted to be reminders, to be friends along the way, to help you rediscover the truth and the beauty of you. So, beloved ones, we're coming to an end for today. We just want to say thank you. We'll be back next week. And until we have the joy of being with you again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shree and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guests@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.